Hello and welcome to Are You Connected? It's episode number 68. And today we're talking about TV or not TV with Lois Methurst. Hello, Lois.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Great. Not many weeks to go and the year is nearly to an end.
It is, isn't it? It's flying past now.
It is.
A bit scary, actually, all the things to do.
We've had a very busy time with our school concert in the middle of it all.
Oh, yes. It's a traditional time for school concerts. Ours is actually earlier. We have our film festival. So We don't have to do that, thank goodness. Report time's busy, though.
It is reports and trying to get everything to work with technology with reports and printouts.
Correct. Templates are a nightmare.
So, TV or not TV? Tell us about your TV shows, Lois.
Blots, we're talking about, Jenny. The Berwick Lodge online TV show. That's been our project this year. And there have been two teachers and myself and Tony Richards working together as a bit of a trial year to get a digital TV show going on a regular basis on our school. And it's taken all year and then all of a sudden it's just taken off. You know, we took nearly a whole year to get one episode and now we're up to episode 7 will be up soon. And we're getting them up at least one a week now. So it's just taken off. It just suddenly all gels together. So I'm really pleased about that.
So why do you think it took all year? What was happening?
Oh, there were a few things involved with that. Like we were introducing the iPads to the students and it took quite a while to get the budgets in place, to get the iPads in place, to get the skills in place, to get the system in place. And so we sort of worked for quite a long time developing skills in the students in developing media and saving files and transferring files. And we sort of thought, well, our TV show will be about our inquiry units. And so as they finished an inquiry unit, we sort of had these films ready to put up. And the first one came together and it was mostly just some children's work about their inquiry unit. And we thought that's not really going to make the TV show. Now, it's not enough to make it interesting and alive. But when we'd made the first one, we suddenly could see how we could make another one. And we made it too long. Our first one was probably too long. We thought, oh, no one watches film clips very long. Like how long do you watch a video for when you think, oh, no, that's long enough?
I don't know. It depends what sort of video it is.
It's true. But, you know, if you want to watch something on YouTube and it goes for 5 minutes, you do consider whether you'll watch it or not, don't you?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's on YouTube. If something's 20 minutes, you think, oh, I've got 20 minutes.
I haven't got 20 minutes. So we decided 5 minutes was like our maximum length in the end.
Yes.
Which made the whole process easier also. Because, I guess by making the first one, a lot of things fell into place in our minds. And every time we make one now, we learn something new about it. And we settled for not being perfect, but to get something done. So now we make a lot of the little segments are made about things that are happening in the school, which was the first intent, really, to, you know, get the kids out as news reporters and gather information about what's going on in school.
So it's a news show.
It's a news show in a sense, yeah.
Yes, like the news.
Yeah, but then it also has things of interest such as we've been putting in the 60-second science movies that some of my students made.
Yes.
So it might have one of those and then it might have something from the prep grade.
So why are you doing it?
Actually, I think my thought behind it is because it gives kids a really authentic purpose for writing and reading and speaking, like the oral language, it's visual literacy. It's promoting the school because by making it those little TV shows, parents can sort of see a great snapshot of what's been happening in our school. Like we had chickens hatch.
Yeah. And can you actually tell how many people are downloading it?
No, I don't know whether they download it. We just post it on our website for people to watch, not necessarily to download.
Oh, okay. They watch it.
Yeah. So
I guess you could see how many people are accessing.
So they might just watch it from Vimeo. It's hard to say.
Well Vimeo might have stats. You could look up in Vimeo some user stats.
Yeah.
Of access to your Vimeo. Yeah. It'll tell you that.
I don't know whether we need to do it for the number of people watching it either, though. I mean,
interesting, though.
Oh, it would be. That's true. I'm surprised how many I mentioned it the other day in a meeting because we haven't had a chance to present it to staff yet. We're going to be doing that on Monday.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it in a meeting how well it was coming together and most of the staff had been showing it to their students. So, and they were from across the school. So,
well, that's great.
It was great. And one of them said, oh, it's terrific for their grade twos because they can't wait to get to grade three and four and be doing all those things you're showing in blots. Like they want to get into the robotics and they want to get into making the movies. And so it's working for transition as well.
That'd be good. Now, Lois, what sort of a workflow do you have to have going to get the TV show up and created?
Well, I think it has to be part of your regular practice. Yes. And what you do is we brainstorm about what segments we might have. Now, we've got some sort of in the background, and there's a form going out now for staff to fill in when they've got a segment that they might like the students to make or that their students have made and they want to contribute to. So we get three or four segments. We find that's enough. That usually hits your 5-minute mark. The presenters write a script, and there's a script template now. So they have to put the conversation around the segments. Then we film them with a green screen background because we've got a bit of a template going for the blots scene setting.
Yeah.
Right. Then we actually make the blots program on a computer because we find we have more options with the iMovie because it's a bit difficult. You can't use green screen on your iPads. We can't use it at the moment because we're only using iMovie and Explain Everything.
Yeah.
But the segments are made either with Explain Everything or with in iMovie.
Yeah.
The presenters film in one go and then we cut the segments in between their introductions and follow-ups. Then we load it up to Vimeo and post it on the web page. So that's the base. That's the process in a nutshell.
So where does the Explain Everything fit in?
Well, that might be a segment. So students might make an Explain Everything, for example, about cyber safety. So they might put some photos in the background, then have a little film clip of themselves speaking.
Yeah.
We have found that at the moment, our preferred way to do things is to have less filming and more voiceovers with static images because you can do so much more with that. It's much more difficult to film and get the sound right in one go than it is to actually include a variety of photos and do a nice voiceover track. Yeah. You can edit that. So that's helped speed up the process too.
So they'd be putting the photos into iMovie?
Yes.
And then putting the audio over the top of it.
Yeah. Or they do Explain Everything. They're pretty ambidextrous. They do one or the other.
Put the photos in there and then put their audio over it.
Yeah.
So with the form you've made, a form for class teachers to fill in if they're wanting a segment done, do the class teachers actually get the pictures together and put it and have the children do the talking over it in their classrooms and then give you that whole piece?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the idea. Yes. So that it's not meant to be exclusive to one grade or one segment of the school.
Yes.
But perhaps one grade is responsible for putting it together with the presenters.
Right.
But so the idea is...
When can you come to my school, Lois, and present for the staff?
Well, anytime you like, Jen.
I'd like my staff to hear that. And when they hear it from someone else and see it working, they'll think, that's a good idea. But if I suggest it, they'll say, oh, we can't fit that in.
Yeah, well, that works for my class too. So we could do a swap. You can come and do something with my school and I'll do something. Mm. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
So once you've got it into iMovie and you've put all the sound over it you want, do you put the titles for the start of the TV show and that in there as well?
Yeah, but they're done into, like the segments are done completely separately to the finished movie. So the segments already exist. You might get, you have to, and then the presenters write the script knowing what the segments are. Yeah. And then we put in our backdrops, which is our setting for the Blots TV show, which is it's not brilliant. We know it's not brilliant and we plan to have a bit of a competition next year with the kids design a new one. So that goes in as a backdrop and then you use the green screen effect to put the presenters in that scene.
Yeah.
And then they just...
So they've actually done some artwork, have they, to make that backdrop?
No, we used an iMovie trailer and... What I did with that was I just made an iMovie trailer and I cut it. I exported it out as a finished movie, cut it up, exported it out till we had a beginning, a middle and an end that we could use. And we always use that beginning, which is the introduction, and the middle, which is the backdrop, the setting for the presenters, and an end, which just finishes it off.
Right.
But I'm sure students could do a far better job.
And my kids were talking about they wanted a city picture in the background, like on the news.
Yeah, I've been watching, you know, you watch the news with a whole different eye now.
Gee,
that's interesting. I like the way he's standing to one side and that blue bit of a frame there, and then the actual. So you watch it all, and I even watch how they, how many still pictures they have, how much movie making they have, how many times a reporter appears in a report, and you think, they flip around a lot. So, you know, it just changes the way you look at things. And
so once you put it into iMovie, then you export it out.
Yep. You share it out, export it as a movie.
Yeah.
And then
what sort of file?
A medium-sized file. It's just a default medium-sized file.
Now, what sort of file does your movie go out as, Lois?
Well, when you export your movie from iMovie, it makes an M4V movie. And that's quite a nice file, but sometimes that's too large. And so I use Handbrake, which is a free app. Application on your iPad, on your MacBook to convert it. And I usually convert it to an MP4 because I find I don't have any trouble with those, loading those into Vimeo. So Blots, one of our Blots episodes, for example, was exported maybe at too high a rate, but it was 145 megabytes. And so when I converted it in GarageBand, and you can choose what level you convert them at, how big or how small they are.
In Handbrake, you mean you convert in Handbrake?
Yes. You can convert it. It dropped down to 22 megabytes.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well, that's very manageable when you're loading things up on a school, using the school internet into Vimeo. That makes it quite manageable. And I think that quality is good enough. It, you know, it's good enough for internet viewing. It probably it's a bit scratchy on a large screen, but it's not bad on an internet connection.
Yeah, it's great. Because you don't want it to be on a massive, huge screen. You're looking at it on small handheld devices.
That's right.
And all sorts of things.
That's right. That's correct. And so, so Handbrake is certainly worth having. I don't know whether it's actually already on part of the school. It's just software.
Oh, could it be? That's interesting.
Well, I think that may have been where I found it. Not sure. It's called Handbrake. If you don't have it's free. You should have it. It's just one of those really great utility tools.
Handbrake, yes, it is in applications. It's called Handbrake.
Well, it's brilliant for doing things. And you can line up a whole heap of movies in one go. You can queue them.
Oh, yes. And it's then you can show queue and all sorts of things.
Then you can convert them all in one go into a folder, and then you can load those into your YouTube or your Vimeo or wherever you want to put them.
Feature settings, all sorts of things. Interesting.
Yeah.
Just have to have some things to put in there.
Yes, some segments.
That's a good idea. That makes it smaller.
Yeah, oh, it does. It just makes it more compatible with things too.
And it's just for movies.
I've only used it for movies,
Okay, and then you just go onto the Vimeo site where you've already got an account.
Yes, we have a paid account.
Did you make a paid special account for this news?
No, it's our school account.
One you've already had.
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone at the school uses the same account.
And how much does your Vimeo account cost?
Oh, I actually don't remember, but I think it's $60 for the year.
And how much space do you get to upload things to it?
Heaps. We've got stacks of stuff in there.
What's the limit?
I was just having a quick look. If I was to upload a video, I think it tells me how much I've done. It says, my usage, my storage is something out of 5 gigabytes. I've used 3% out of 5 gigabytes.
Really?
And it resets on Friday. It's a weekly limit.
A weekly limit, is there?
Apparently.
A 5 gigabytes a week.
Well, that's what it looks like. It says storage. Well,
that's very good, isn't it?
Well, it's massive, isn't it? It's no wonder.
And how much would each of your little TV shows, what size file would that be?
Because we keep them fairly small, they would probably be
5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, 5 minutes of video. They would be under 20 meg.
Okay. Well, that's good, isn't it?
I'd have to have a quick look to be sure on that. You're asking me a lot of technical questions I wasn't quite prepared for, but they're not that big because once they get to 20 or 30 gigabytes, they take too long to load up. So they could be 30 gigabytes, not gigabytes, megabytes. But, you know, they can't be too long because it usually takes, you know, around 5 minutes possibly to load and to – so they're not very long.
Yeah, well, I had to go and buy some DVDs tonight, which I haven't done for quite some years. And the whole DVD section has now got very small.
Yeah.
Whereas it used to be masses of them and, you know, in packets of 100 and whatever else. And so I went and got some so I could burn some copies of our school concert onto them.
Right.
For the last few years, we've actually had someone who does the whole thing and produces them and everything, and we didn't really do that. Whereas previous to that, I used to spend the whole holidays working till 3 o'clock in the morning watching the production and having it in iDVD and making the DVD.
Well, iDVD doesn't exist anymore.
With chapters and everything, you know, really good production it was.
Yeah.
We get this one back and it's just a video.
It's just a video.
No chapters. On a DVD. Perhaps it's not really a DVD if it doesn't have chapters, is it?
No. Perhaps you went to too much trouble earlier.
Oh, I got used to it with chat. So you could click the grade and get the right performance. Now you just have to watch it all.
Yeah.
And you try and fast forward to the right bit or whatever, you know, just like a video. Yeah. I thought this is a video on a DVD. But anyway, that's what they'll get because I'll just have to burn DVDs. But,
oh, goodness.
But it's 3.5 gigabytes or something. And I had a thought and thought, well, maybe 3.5
gigabytes, that's huge.
We could just upload it to Dropbox or something and people could just download their own copy, I thought.
Mm, that's fairly big.
Imagine that uploading.
No, too big.
Mm. Mm. No, you know, we're downloading at school an iOS update, which can be a few gigabytes.
Yes, yes. Well, but you only download it once, though, don't you? And you're talking about parents having to download it, which might be that might be their entire internet usage, mightn't it?
Yeah, you never know, do you? But anyway, that was a thought I had because I thought, why aren't there lots of DVDs here like there used to be?
Yeah, because people don't use them much anymore. They use memory sticks and files are much smaller and they just download them straight from the internet, don't they?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Hmm. Mustn't be doing so much pirating.
Yeah, I think they just watch them on YouTube or, you know, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of movies on my computer.
So have you considered putting your TV shows perhaps on a DVD?
No.
And then you could give them to someone or sell them or something?
Haven't considered that. We're just very happy that the episodes are actually existing, that they're happening, that everything's falling apart.
Might be a good way to archive them.
Well, we'll be putting them on something because we're going to put them out the front on the TV, you know, the TV that sits in the foyer when parents come in. So they'll go out there.
And you wouldn't want them playing off Vimeo all the time?
No, well, I guess that's true.
Yeah, you'd want to have them burnt onto
it. That's right. Well, yes, actually, to put them on that, we will have to get the fresh yes, we will have to do that.
Well, I guess you could have them playing off your server or something, could you?
Yes, we probably could. Now, you know, and the other thought is that maybe it should be a YouTube channel rather than a Vimeo channel, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, you could always get the education channel.
Well, I think if you go to YouTube, you go to the YouTube. You don't go to the education YouTube. You might as well use Vimeo as the education YouTube.
I suppose, though, you've got them from Vimeo and then they're on your website. Anyone see your website?
Yeah, our website.
Yeah, so what's the difference between that and YouTube?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. That's right. And the people who are really interested are the people who want to go to our website, aren't they? And they're seeing their own children. It's been really terrific, actually, because we've had a few families come in and they said our website has really promoted our school well and they love the programs that we're doing and they've actually come into the door because they want their children to be involved in the programs we've been showcasing. Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
That's what you want. Great stuff.
Fantastic.
And Vimeo gives you an embed code so easy, doesn't it?
It does, yes, and that's what we're using. So it's not taking up space on our website.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah.
And I mean, kids could, if they want to put that in their own little production of some sort, they could use the embed code as well.
Yeah, they grab the embed code for their blogs. Like if they're presenters or they've been showcased on there, they can actually get the segment codes as well because the segments are actually up there on Vimeo mostly as well. And so if they just want to put a segment that they've been featured in, then they can just grab the segment as well. But, you know, the lovely thing about this is that it's our grade 3-4 students who are doing the pulling it together. Mm. So, you know, they're great skills that they're building ready to go on, aren't they?
Yeah, that's great. I wonder what they'll do next then.
I don't know. I hope they keep doing these sort of things, you know. I hope this is what they'll choose to do to show their learning.
Well, it's a great idea. I like the way they are short little segments and then all put together and drawn together by the host of the TV show, I suppose.
Yep.
Sounds a great way to get lots of different grades involved as well.
Well, one of the loveliest ones we've done is when the preps had the chickens hatch and the grade 3-4s went down and interviewed the prep children. And you get the prep voices talking about the chickens. So that was really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, we think it's very successful and we're very pleased with it. So I hope it goes on to bigger and better things and lots of other teachers get involved with it next year.
Yes, well, hopefully we'll find out more. My students are going to be talking to your students on Friday in the Skype.
That's right, Skype and, in the world.
I'm going to bring over some of the news chasers.
News chasers is a good term.
Who are wanting to do our news show that we haven't started yet. I'm really hoping to be next year's project.
Yeah. Look, I think with the technology we have today, it's extremely manageable.
It is.
And it gives, you know, our focus will be writing good scripts and writing good segments, and we're talking about doing that as group writing, perhaps, you know, when you work with a teacher, and so as part of your rotations where you sit together and you write about your topic and then you can pull out some of the, you know, it gives children an authentic reason for doing their best writing, because you can pull out, you say, well, that's a great sentence explaining that, or that was a fantastic question, let's put that in the script for this segment.
Yes. So that would be good, wouldn't it?
Those things. Anyway, Jen.
Well, thanks for today, Lois. That's a great idea. We'll all go away and be thinking about our TV shows. What we can do.
Okay, I think it'll take off.
And it's great because we don't need to have a TV studio.
No, you don't.
No.
A small green screen is great. And I'm thinking, but then I've managed green screen with just a whiteboard with some blue paper stuck on it at one stage. So you don't need fancy things really, not for the amount of work that we're doing with the blue screen in it.
Anyway. So we'll all try that. Maybe it's a holiday job to do some experimenting over the summer holidays. Thanks to all our listeners for listening today, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye, Jen.
Bye, Lois.